Hello and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study. Our starting point, Acts chapter 9, let's start with verse 19. And when he had received meat, this was Saul of Tarsus. Keep in mind, right now, after he had been healed and can see, it's already been established he hasn't eaten in about 3 days. So yes, he's hungry. After he received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain day with the disciples, which were at Damascus. Verse 20. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Let's hold there for a moment. At the beginning of the chapter, Saul of Tarsus was on his way to Damascus to arrest, torture, and maybe even have to kill those who resisted, who were believers in Jesus. Now at this point, what is Saul doing? He is preaching Christ in the synagogue. This is an important thing to know. Whenever one becomes a believer in Jesus, they will change. Anyone who has an encounter with Jesus, they will change. If you look at every aspect of the Christian life, salvation, they will change. When we're in the Word of God, we will further change. The Word transforms people. When one receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they will change. When one receives a ministry call, they will change. The Lord begins changing us with salvation. To be what? To be who He wants us to be. The big change, obviously, at the beginning is what? Sinner to saint. Unbeliever to believer. That's what happened. But also look at the fact that Saul of Tarsus once persecuted the church, taught about how great the law was, and now he's preaching Jesus. The message is changed completely. Why? An encounter with Jesus. Everything about this man has changed. If one says they're a believer, and if there is not a change in their life, then something is off. Something is wrong. Let's start with the obvious one. If one says, I'm a believer, and if they still sin, then maybe something's off. Well, I'm a believer, and they don't don the door of the church, something is definitely off. If they, instead of talking about Jesus, talk about the world, as I said, everything is off if there's no change in the way one believes. Now, let's keep going. Verse 21. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on his name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the high priest? At first, I think these people were really confused. Why? Here's this man. Even those who were not Christians heard about this man. They knew that this Saul of Tarsus meant business, that he was going to take away all these Christians. And what's happening? He's preaching Christ. It confused a lot of people. Well, that's part of the change. Sometimes the change that the Lord brings in our life is going to confuse people. That's good. Why? It'll leave them curious to see what's happening, and they'll continue to pay attention. Verse 22. But Saul increased the more in strength, not just physical strength here. We're talking spiritual strength. The more and more Saul got into the Word, the more and more he became stronger in the Word. It begins slow, but it continues to be built up until one is strong in the Lord, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. In other words, he started, this is not the Christ. Now, it is the Christ, and people began to believe. Now, Paul returns in verse 23. After that many days were fulfilled, that the Jews took counsel to kill him. He's a traitor in the eyes of the Jews. Let's just call him that. That's the way the religious rulers viewed him, traitor to the cause. And there's only one way to handle a traitor, to kill him. However, God had a bigger purpose in mind for Saul of Tarsus. When there is a call on your life, as long as you are in obedience to the Lord, the protection of the Lord will be there. That does not mean one avoids hard times. No, look at the life of Saul. He's not going to avoid hard times. But the protection of the Lord was there to the point that the mission that God gave him was fulfilled. The Jews took counsel to kill him, verse 23. But their laying in wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples, verse 25, took him by night and let him down by the wall in the basket. That must have been one interesting sight. Here is the guy who came to town. This is the guy who's going to wipe out all those Christians. And now they got to sneak him out of town as a common criminal. But the change that God brought in his life, it changed everything. And Saul's beginning to get a taste of what we saw at the end of verse 16. How he must suffer for my name's sake. Being stuffed in a basket, being lowered down. This is just the beginning for this man. Verse 26. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he is said to join himself to the disciples. Saul is a good Christian. How do you know that? First thing he did when he got to Jerusalem, he wanted to join the church. Whenever one comes to a new city, they should want to join the church. Follow Paul's example. Go to church when you first go to a town. And if there is no church, be like Saul. Start one. Wherever he went, he started a church. There was always a church there when he left town. How important was church attendance to Saul of Tarsus? He either went to one or he started one. We should follow that example. Let's keep going. But they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. They just couldn't get their mind around the fact that the guy who killed Stephen and threw a bunch of them into prison was now a believer. What do I call this? Being human. These people were personally affected by what Saul of Tarsus did before he was a believer. Of course they held this against him. Any natural person would do this. How he is accepted in the church is just as much a miracle as anything else. And we'll pick up with this in our next lesson.